answer all of its questions in order and wait for the computer to hang up. Otherwise, Bill gets a call and a black mark goes against me. Too many black marks, and it's off to juvie, or worse, the hospital for the rest of my sentence. And 4 years is a long time to be in a state hospital. I come out crazier than when I went in. Everyone knows mental hospitals aren't about curing patients. They're all about containing patients. Nothing more. Anyway, all my answers are recorded and compared in some sort of voice analysis program, so I can't even curse at the thing. I really hate robocalls. I don't care if I'm a 14-year-old hardened criminal under house arrest. I'm still a person, and I deserve to have a live person checking up on me. I am not a number. I settled into my comfy chair and waited for the phone to ring. I didn't want to be in the middle of one of my favorite shows when my watchdog called. It's ironic. My family doctor tells me I need more exercise. The court says I can't leave my house because of my condition. And the electronic home monitor requires me to sit still for 2 hours every morning while it charges. That's when I watch TV. Thank God for DVRs. I record my favorite shows and watch them in the morning. The one thing I miss is playing baseball. I was good at it. It was my main source of exercise, and I was one of the team's best hitters. I can always hear about how the local teams did from Matt or Sharon, but when it comes to baseball, my heart aches. Now the best I can do is put my treadmill up to some insane number and pretend like I'm running home. It's really not the same. Losing baseball is my one real regret to losing my freedom. I've accepted everything else, but I still hurt when I hear about baseball games. It is one of the reasons I never watched live TV anymore. After 5 minutes of twiddling my thumbs, I decided that I got the infernal machine plugged in before the false signal of my delinquency hit the queue. 10 minutes later, the phone rang. Just long enough for me to relax and really get into my favorite show, Fringe. I didn't like the phone to begin with. This particular aspect of house arrest guaranteed I never owned a phone again. Not that I was allowed one now, but that was neither here nor there. I answered the phone. Hello? Not every call to the house was my watchdog. Sometimes we got telemarketers. Joy.
May I speak to Melissa, please?
Speaking.
This is Kelly monitoring. Please answer the following questions. What is...
A live person. Awesome. An American male from the sounds of it. Probably California. Okay, cool. Where are you calling from? There was a startled silence on the phone before he responded.
I'm not allowed to engage in conversation. Please answer the following set of questions. What is your full name?
Either a newbie or someone with a stick up their ass. I bet on newbie. I waited for the rest of the questions. After a moment, Mr. Kelly Monitoring asked,
Hello?
Hello, I said. Just waiting for the set of questions. Or would you rather them one at a time?
One at a time, please. What is your full name?
Melissa Jean Allen. And it will get easier, though I suspect some people will curse at you. I could almost hear him reading the next question and checking the expected answer.
Please give me the name of your supervisors.
Host family, I corrected. Sharon and Matthew Moore.
Right. Host family. What is your case number?
66-129-484-7.
Correct. Thank you. Finally, what is the name of your court-mandated psychiatrist?
I was starting to feel like I was on a strange sort of game show. I was used to being bored and incomprehensible. Popping a newbie's cherry was a little unreal. Usually you can just say psychiatrist, Dr. Martin Lee. Doc Martin, if you're feeling snarky. He snickered softly before wrapping up with the final question.
The monitoring equipment indicated that your electronic home monitor was out of range. However, it is now showing that it's within acceptable parameters. Please account for this discrepancy.
My EM is starting to lose its tiny little electronic mind. The battery registered 1/4 full when the out-of-battery signal went off. I'll be talking to my parole counselor about it on Thursday. So, where are you calling from? My watchdog paused again, and I could almost see his smile.
California. You have a nice day, Miss Allen.
You too. I waited until he hung up.